Track 13 and a sports roundup, starting with football. And last Saturday's game of the day in the Premier Division George Belly Cup went the distance in the favour of Newton Abbott Spurs, who edged out the current champions Islington Villa in a pulsating cup tie that needed extra time. So that they're going into the final, and they will be joined in the final by Totnes and Dartington, who on the day were too good for a weakened Paint and Saints side, who made hard work of their afternoon. And that score was a 2-1 victory to Totnes and Dartington. In the Premier Division, with two of the top three on cup duty, Newton Abbott 66 got well and truly stung by Besan's Rovers with a 3-1 win for the South Hams team. Two Division One teams served up a classic at Bobby Tracy, where the home team prevented the last standing Plymouth-based team from reaching the jewel in the SDFL Cup programme. A 3-2 win over promotion rivals Windmill is a great result. Plymouth Phoenix continue to be unbeaten, and they crushed Buckland Athletic 11-3 on their way to their first Dartmouth Cup semi-final. In the league, True Blues continue to be unbeaten, and their 7-2 home win against a Watcombe Wanderers team who must be looking at the league position and asking themselves, how did that happen? Buckfastleigh Rangers seconds had a great result in upsetting promotion contenders East Allington United seconds by 3-1. Elsewhere, second from bottom club Ipplepen Athletic reserves picked up their third win of the season at Bakers Park in a 4-2 win against Newton Rovers. And now on to hockey, and there was an even battle between quality teams. Ashmore men's first team hosted Chichester at their Totnes base for their final National League match of the 2024-25 season. But unfortunately, it ended with a 2-1 victory for Chichester. And meanwhile, in the Petrock Division 2, Ashmore women's first 10 faced Tavistock and Launceston's second team in their last home game of the season, finishing with a massive 6-1 victory to Ashmore. And that concludes the sports roundup for this week.